This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dierks Bentley is coming to Buffalo this summer. We have your chance to win your way into the show. Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. To win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley, Zach Top, and the band Lula at Darien Lake Amphitheater, Thursday, August 14th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. As you can perhaps see, if you're watching our stream today, I got my book back, Baseball Prospectus.
I'm a speed reader.
Bulldog is done with it. He said during the break, he gave it back to me, he said, I started to read about the Red Sox, or I was going to, but then I decided not to. Which is fine. I mean, it's not like a quick read, this book.
No, that's right. It would, you know, I would need to really sit with that, and my short attention span would be severely tested.
What you may not know, and I don't mean this as a bad thing, I mean, there's a lot to know, is that the Red Sox have the first and third highest rated prospects in the sport by Baseball Prospectus. Mm-hmm. Roman Anthony is number one, and Christian Campbell is number three. So there you go. You've got a future. And you have Alex Bregman.
Go get him. Yeah. I can't wait for them to develop those players and then trade them away like they are the Minnesota Twins or something, like they did with Mookie Betts. That really was like an end point for me with the Red Sox. Like, I was already on fumes, you know, four World Series in whatever it was, you know, 13 years or a little more, whatever. But they're still like my team. And then you start acting like you're the Pirates. I'm out. I'm sorry. I have no respect for you anymore. What are you doing? Your ballpark is a money printing machine, and you're the Boston Red Sox.
I like that their minor league or their spring training park is the exact replica right, of Fenway Park, right, by like the dimensions and the monster and everything.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, that's just further to your point. That's probably good for business too.
I would think everything about their business has been booming for all these years, and I just I don't know, they really they annoyed me. Betts was a great story and has continued to be a great player. I can understand like different decisions you got to make. You're worried about a guy, the cliff coming. You know, letting Johnny Damon go was smart. It hurt, but you know, because he did so much for you in the short time he was there. But like, no, we're gonna let somebody else make the mistake of paying you, and they were right. So good, you know. Betts just didn't make any sense. Oh, God, I've hated the way they've run their business for a few years now.
If we call the Red Sox your favorite sports team, is that the thing you've hated them for the most?
The Betts trade?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sitting here thinking about the Bills, trying to decide what the thing is I've hated them for the most. I don't mean like, you know, personal treatment. I'm not counting that. I'm just right, like as a fan. Let's forget, there's none of that.
Right.
What would be the thing I've hated them for?
Or
the
even
most?
Like
the move.
Or even a result, like losing a game, like whatever. I mean, you lose a game; that's how it goes. But yeah, like
I don't hate them for losing,
right?
Well, I guess maybe I have at times. Like, how did you lose? I hate that you lost. You should never have lost this game. That's kind of a couple of recent playoff games. Maybe would be the closest I could get to that.
But like player decisions.
Decisions.
Business decisions are, I think, much more frustrating because, you know, you're trying to avoid losing the important games and you're going to let like a great young player in his prime, you're going to trade him away and there's no way you're going to do well, like win that trade. Again, unless the player completely falls off a cliff and, you know, in this case, Betts didn't. And I don't know, you gotta take bets. Some of this is about making, you know, I'm sorry, I'm using bets in two different ways, the player's name and making a bet. And that's a lot of running sports teams. I recognize that, but I don't know. It just was not, you could have hung on to him. And if he fell apart,
not likely.
Right. I would not have been mad. I mean, I'm not the one paying $400 million over 10 years or whatever, but yeah, that broke me. That caused me to detach even further than I was detached to begin with. I don't think I've ever really said that, but that trade made me insane that they did that.
With the Sabres, this is so easy. There are so many things the Sabres have done that I just hated them for. Great, popular players who they just blew it. They all wanted to leave, these guys I'm thinking of. It's not getting Eichel. Other people were mad about that. It's sort of blowing it with him that I blame them for. And Hasek, and Drury and Briere.
And Pekka.
Yeah. Like, so many guys over the years, they have this special quality. Who's next? Like, they have this special quality to alienate their best guys to the extent that they just can't bear the thought of playing for them anymore. Like that, that's not many sports teams.
Right.
And it's like so much of their history. So what's the thing your favorite team did that you hated them for? It'd be any of those.
Right.
When it comes to the Sabres.
Even Gilbert Perreault, who never played for another team. So it never got to that point. But after he was done playing, he was sort of at odds with the organization for many years. You know, and there was never anything that happened, at least that we knew, that, like, you know, they felt, oh, we got to get this guy out of here, or he wants to get out of here, or any of that. You know, he retired abruptly during a season when he realized he was shot. And so I don't know if that bothered the Sabres, but
I don't know that story.
It was weird drama, like, to get him to come back into the fold and, you know, the banners going up and everything for the French Connection. Like, that took a lot of doing.
But it's still way down the list.
Yes, it is. But versus, I'm saying even him.
Yeah, I know.
It still was weird. Yeah, right. Like how his care after injury was. Yeah, just
there's so many things you could pick.
Yeah,
with the Bills, I don't know what I would pick. I don't know what I'd pick as the thing I've hated them for the most that they've done. Decisions. It really is decisions.
Yeah,
not losses. I'll think about it. I don't know if I want to think about it for that long.
I'm telling you, two things sprang to mind. I didn't want really to say the first one, so I won't. The second thing that sprang to mind, and I'm grateful I have something I can say here, Terrell Owens made me insane. And that wasn't all. Well, no, I mean, the whole production was them. You know, like this is Key to the City and all the nonsense. It's just the dumbest thing ever. That's very high on my list. I don't know. I'm open to there being something else, but that holy cow, was that ever a travesty?
That's an interesting question.
Yes. Like Watkins, I didn't like that trade at all, and I campaigned against them doing it for weeks. I know, leading up to the draft, whenever it got to be in vogue to say, "Oh, they're going to trade up to get this receiver," or they're going to trade up. Period. And then it turned out to be for a receiver. Like, no, 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 no. Oh, they did it. No. But at least that was still, you know, that's a player you're drafting. He could have been great. You know, he was great in college, and he had a good career. He just didn't turn out to be a great player in the NFL. So even that, to me, like, Owens was a joke. It was an absolute PR stunt from the word go.
Oh, Toronto would be my pick.
Oh, wow.
When you say PR, that just tripped
God,
a wire.
Yes.
Toronto would be the pick.
That blows T.O. out of the water.
T.O., it's still T.O. They're both T.O.
Yeah.
Something related to T.O. would be the pick, one or the other. Actually, no. For me, it's trying to get Quinnen Williams. That'd be my number one. trying to trade up to draft Quentin Williams in that draft has got to be it. That's got to be it.
But they didn't really do that.
No, well,
this is where I say trading for Antonio Brown.
Peterman's up there. I hated that so much. I got into that world again today. There's the ship chasing clip of me arguing with Paris Pat about like the Brown situation, and he starts to tell. We were just having this argument. The clip, I've retweeted it, I'm sure. The clip is out there. Pat and I arguing on ADP chasing, and he brought up Allen as an example. Like, you draft a quarterback, you play him. Like, but the Bills didn't. Think about if Nathan, it's really the year before. Doesn't bother me that Peterman won the competition. You know, like, the thing of it with Peterman is he was so incompetent that both times they had no choice.
Right.
McDermott was like, I guess he comes out.
I can't keep this guy on the field.
Like, if Nathan Peterman had been 50% better when McDermott puts him in 17 for Tyrod, and he doesn't throw 5 interceptions in a half. Instead, he throws 1 or 2. And if the game is not a total disaster, he stays in.
Probably, yeah.
So if he's like some percent better, he stays in. And if he's kind of like a pretty good amount better, but not all the way to being good, do they even draft Allen? Here's our young quarterback. I mean, he would have had to be clearly better, but not insanely better.
No, that's right.
To take quarterback off the table for the next season.
Like, if he had just made, you know, I don't know, some amount of good plays, better plays, I see progress.
I think we got our guy.
I got a 7th pick. We got draft a lineman.
Well, you don't even trade up.
Right, well, whatever, yeah. But still, the 12th pick or the...
Build around him.
Yeah, right.
Draft a receiver.
Just keep going. We're going to keep going.
But he was so bad that did not come close to happening. The next year, he's still around, and he beats out Allen as a rookie.
81% completion percentage in the preseason.
But
the only preseason stat I'm ever going to have memorized.
Yes. And they go down 40-0 to Baltimore.
Without a single first down.
I think it was 26-0 at halftime. I looked this up today to tell these guys. 26-0 at halftime. No first downs. And that's it. All right, that's enough for today.
Right. The best laid plans.
How about that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson made their debuts in the same game as backups?
Right.
It had to be that kind of sicko game for that to happen. But it did. They both threw passes in their first NFL games as replacement quarterbacks, and they've been linked ever since, kind of. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, 803-0550. This is WGR.